This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولًا سديدًا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزًا عظيمًا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, today we are talking about being thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal for His blessings. Because many times someone will come to you and they will lay out all the problems that are in their life. And sometimes you get a sense that the person doesn't appreciate all the other blessings that they have in their life. And concerning being thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُورِ And few of my servants are truly thankful. And this is a verse that should put us to shame when we hear it. Because every single one of us has so many blessings from Allah to the point that we can't even count them. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا If you were to try to count the blessings of Allah, you would not be able to enumerate them. Every single one of us has so many blessings that we couldn't even count them. So why wouldn't we all be very thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal? And yet Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ And in Arabic, you have Shakir and Shakur. The Shakir is the one who thanks Allah Azza wa Jal. And for the most part, they thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the usual blessings here and there. But Ash-Shakur is a higher level. And that's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Nuh, the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam in Surah Al-Isra, Allah Azza wa Jal says, ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا Not Shakira, the higher level. So then what is the difference between the two? The shakur, the individual who is very and truly thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal. First of all, they recognize blessings that people have taken for granted, and they thank Allah Azza wa Jal for those things. And they thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even at times of difficulties and calamities, because they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing them, because they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to draw nearer to Him, because they know that these difficulties and calamities will expiate their sins. And they know that these difficulties will raise them in rank in al-paradise, in Jannah. So they're thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even at difficult times. In Surah Al-Insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the human being says, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we guided him to the path, either he is thankful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say shakur here, but thankful, because that's where the majority of people will be. The majority of people will be in the lower level of being thankful to Allah. As we said, the few will be in the higher level. But when it comes to being ungrateful, kafur here, min kufran al-ni'mah, yani from being ungrateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the higher form. Not kafira, but kafura. Because most people will fall into this category, being very ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, when we come to thank Allah azza wa jal, and that's what let's understand why Allah azza wa jal says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ Few of my servants are truly thankful. When we come to thank Allah azza wa jal, the majority of us thank Him for the usual things. You have a meal, you thank Allah azza wa jal. You see someone who is blind or injured, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your health, and so on and so forth. But there's so many blessings that we take for granted. And how many of us have paused and remembered to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these specific blessings? Just so many of them. Like, for example, teeth. All of us have teeth. How many people paused and thanked Allah Azza wa Jalla for their teeth? But we always give the example, if one of them gives you a head-splitting headache and it's causing you excruciating pain, you rush to the dentist and you give him money and he removes it and he throws it in the trash and you thank him for getting rid of it. While you had all the rest for years and years and they never caused you any pain, how many people stopped and thanked Allah Azza wa Jalla for their teeth? How many people stopped and thanked Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for having good skin? Or for having good hair, or for having a full head of hair, or having good eyesight? How many people remember to pause? We just take them for granted. You get in your car and it's hot in Texas, you turn the car on, you turn the AC on. How many people have stopped and paused and thanked Allah Azza wa Jalla for that blessing? We just take it for granted. You turn the car on, you turn the AC on. There are so many of these blessings. Then on top of that, we have blessings that we might not even be aware of. Things that are happening internally in our bodies and our organs that are functioning. Things that if they weren't functioning in that way, our life would be so difficult. How many people can, first of all, even know these things in order to stop and thank Allah Azza wa Jal for? And then on top of that, how can you possibly thank Allah Azza wa Jal for all the potential bad things in the world of the unseen that you don't even know about, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala protected you from? How many possible car accidents could you have gotten into that Allah Azza wa Jalla saved you from? How many bacteriums have you come into contact with that could have made you sick, but they didn't make you sick? How many times did you slip and almost fall and injure yourself or break a bone, but you didn't? How do we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for all the potential bad things that He kept away from us? And that's why the verse should put us to shame. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. After all these blessings and after all this good that every single one of us is receiving, few of us are at that high level of being thankful. It should have been everybody. And whenever you hear qaleel, this group of people, a few of them, you aspire to be from amongst the few. You want to be from that group of the few. The scholars mention certain etiquettes when it comes to being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the most important ones, they said, that you should never use a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you to disobey Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a blessing and a gift, and you use it to disobey Him and you use it to anger Him. And that is the case. Every time we sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are using a blessing that He has given us to anger Him and to disobey Him. That's why you've never seen a blind person who is looking at haram images, or a deaf person who is listening to something haram or who is eavesdropping on people. You've never seen someone who is mute, unable to speak, who is backbiting or using profanity. But it's only the people who have these magnificent blessings that we could not put a price on. It's those people who use them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a blessing, make sure you use that blessing in the obedience of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you wealth, use that wealth in the obedience of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla gives you health, use it in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And you try your best to never use it in disobeying Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the righteous men from the early nations, his name was Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahimahullah. A man came to him, and this man used to sin a lot. He says, I sin a lot against Allah Azza wa Jalla, so give me advice. So Ibrahim ibn Adham tells him, I'll give you five pieces of advice. The first one, if you insist upon sinning against Allah Azza wa Jal, then at least do not use any of His provision. Any of the wealth that He gives you, any of the food, any of the drink, don't use anything that you get from Allah because you're going to disobey Him. So the man said, how can I do that? Everything I have comes from Allah. So he tells him, does it make sense that you disobey Allah while using of His wealth and His food and His drink and His provision? He said, give me the second piece of advice. He says, if you insist upon disobeying Allah while using His provision, then at least do not do it on any land that belongs to Allah. So the man said, this is greater than the first one. Doesn't all the land belong to Allah? So he tells him, does it make sense to disobey Allah on His land while you're eating His food and using His wealth? He said, give me the third piece of advice. He said, if you insist upon disobeying Allah on His land while using His provision, then at least go and do it where He cannot see you. So the man said, everywhere I go, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see me. He says, then keep doing what you're doing. But when the angel of death comes to you, tell him, just give me a minute and pray two rak'at and repent to Allah at that point. He says, he won't give me that time. He says, then when the angels are commanded to throw you into the hellfire, just refuse to go with them. So the man said, qat, which means enough, which means I understand. The message has reached. And it is said that from that day, he disobeyed Allah far less than before. So when we're thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal, we're careful to not use the blessings that he has given us in his disobedience. And the scholars also added that part of being thankful is you also show gratitude to people. When a blessing comes to you by way of another human being, you must show gratitude to that human being. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, "La yashkur Allah man la yashkur an-nas." The one who does not show gratitude to Allah or to people is not showing gratitude to Allah. So you have to show gratitude to people as well when a blessing comes to you through them. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us the best way to thank someone. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من صنع إليه معروف فقال لفاعله جزاك الله خيرا فقد أبلغ في الثناء. He says, whoever has something good done to them by someone else, and then they say to the one who did it, they say to them, جزاك الله خيرا, then you have given them their due praise. You have thanked them to the most, to the fullest. Allah عز وجل says in the Quran, وإذ تأذن ربكم لَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that your Lord has decreed that if you are thankful, I will increase you. وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ, if you are ungrateful, my punishment is most severe. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that when you thank him, he will increase you in blessings. That's why Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he used to say that قَيِّدُوا نِعَمَ اللَّهِ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Tie down. You want to keep something with you, you want to keep it firm, you tie it down. So he's saying, tie down the blessings of Allah. Keep them there by thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. Meaning you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings will remain. So in this verse we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you thank him, he will increase you in blessings. That means thanking Allah keeps the blessing for you, and it increases the blessing. And something that keeps a blessing and increases a blessing must be a blessing in and of itself. That means thanking Allah Azza wa Jal is a blessing. And what do you do when you get a blessing? You thank Allah Azza wa Jal for it. So you see, it's a never-ending circle. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. That's why it is said that the Prophet Dawood alayhi salam said, "Oh Allah, how can I thank you enough when thanking you is itself a blessing that is deserving of thanks?" How can we ever thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough? When thanking him deserves thanks itself, and then that thanks will deserve thanks, and you get the idea. So this is the idea, that when we are tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't forget all the other blessings that we have. And the scholars would say that when it comes to the dunya, you look at those who have less than you, so you feel thankful for what you have. And if someone has a tired, beat-up car, they don't look at those who have million-dollar vehicles and then they feel that they don't have anything. Look at those who don't have a vehicle. Look at those waiting at the bus stop. Look at those walking in the heat. And so you become thankful for what you have. Someone who has a simple, modest home, don't look at mansions, which is now the fashion. People are always looking at those who live like billionaires and the lifestyles of the millionaires, and then they feel they have less. They said, look at those who have less than you. You will feel that you have more, and you will thereby become thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal. Whereas when it comes to the religion, look at those who have more than you. Yani someone who prays on and off, don't look at your friends who don't pray and say, "Allah, alhamdulillah, I'm doing okay." You look at those who are higher than you and are better than you, and then you aspire to become better. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من جميع الذنوب فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. Indeed, those who ask for his forgiveness shall prosper. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. So every single one of us, we have some kind of test, some kind of difficulty, some kind of calamity in our life. But those tests and difficulties should not make us forget the many other blessings that we cannot even count, the many blessings that we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the idea is to focus on what you have more than your focus on what you don't have. And that's why when you encounter people who only focus on what they don't have, they are living a very difficult life and they are depressed and having a difficult time. Whereas if they focused on what they had, things would have shifted slightly. It was also another story of Ibrahim ibn Adham rahimahullah, that he saw a man that was begging, and he was begging people aggressively, and is as if he's angered at Allah for the situation that he's in. So Ibrahim ibn Adham comes to this beggar and he says, "Why don't you thank Allah for the many blessings that he has given you?" So the man angrily said, "What blessings has he given me?" He doesn't recognize any. So Ibrahim ibn Adham makes him an offer. He says, "Will you sell me your two eyes right now?" Yani will remove them out of your head, and I will give you 100,000 gold dinars. The man refused. He said, "Cut off your tongue, I'll give you 100,000 gold dinars right now." The man refused. "Cut off your ears," the man refused. "Your arms," the man refused. "Your feet," the man refused. So Ibrahim ibn Adham tells him, "Subhanallah, araka tamliku mi'ina dananir," yani mi'at, "wa taqulu innaka faqir." He says, "Subhanallah, I see that you own hundreds of thousands of gold dinars, but yet you say that you are poor." He was trying to get him to recognize all the other blessings that he has and not focus on what he doesn't have. And an excellent illustration of this, Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah mentions a story in his book Sir A'lam al-Nubala that happened to a righteous man from the early nations. His name was, or from the our ummah, yani, but from the early generations. His name was Abdullah ibn Muhammad. And this man, Abdullah ibn Muhammad, says, "I was on a journey and then I got lost. So I start to look for signs of human beings so they can show me the way back." So he says, "I saw in the desert from a distance a tent, a small tent in the middle of the desert, just by itself. So I started to make my way towards that tent. And as I got closer to it, I saw that it was in very bad shape. It had huge tears and holes, and the wind was entering from every direction. So I got to it and I looked inside, and there was nothing. There was just one man sitting on the floor. And the tent," he said, "it was even in worse shape than what I could see from far. But there was one man sitting on the ground," and he said this man, his description was that he was blind and he was without arms and without legs. It could have been also that he was paralyzed, Allahu A'lam. But the man is sitting without arms, without legs, and he is blind, and he is clearly extremely poor, and there's nothing of value in the tent, and the tent itself is in bad shape. And yet this man kept repeating over and over and over again, Alhamdulillah, alladhi faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdila. He's saying over and over again, Alhamdulillah, he's praising and thanking Allah who has preferred me over so many of his servants in so many different ways. And the man just kept repeating it and repeating it. So Abdullah ibn Muhammad said, I said to him, Assalamu alaikum, and the man answered. And then he says, I'm a traveling man who got lost, and I'm looking for someone to guide me back on my way. But before that, I want to ask you a question. And the old man said, I'll answer your question, but you have to promise to do something for me as well. So they made that agreement. So Abdullah ibn Muhammad asked him, he says, I see that you are poor, and you're blind, and you're without arms and legs, and yet you keep thanking Allah for preferring you over so many of his servants in so many different ways. So I wanted to ask you, how has Allah preferred you? So the man said, do you not see that I'm able to speak? He said, yes. He said, how many of the servants of Allah are not able to speak? He said, many. He said, then Alhamdulillah, who has preferred me over so many of his servants who are unable to speak. Do you not see that I'm able to hear? He said, yes. He said, how many people can't hear? So Alhamdulillah, who has preferred me over all these people who can't hear. Don't you see that I am of sane mind? And how many people are insane or have a mental defect? And then, do you not see that I'm upon Islam? And how many people are worshipping trees and rocks and worshipping idols? So Alhamdulillah, who has preferred me over so many of his servants in so many different ways. So then it came time for his favor. He said, what do you need? He said, I have a young boy. And that's the only thing left. My son, young boy, that's the only thing left of my family. And he is the only one who helps me. As you see, I'm not able to help myself. But this boy went out yesterday, and until now he hasn't come back. So I just need you to go out, look for him. So Abdullah ibn Muhammad said, I went out and I started looking left and right and I couldn't find any traces of this boy. And then in the sky, in the distance, I noticed some vultures were circling. And I know that they only do that if there is some carcass or dead body. So he said, I made my way to that area and I found the little boy. The wolf had attacked him and he had eaten him. He said, I didn't know how to go back to this old man who has nothing left in this world but this boy, to tell him that the boy has been killed by the wolf. He said, to the point that I thought of not going back to him, just leaving him. He said, but I couldn't do that to him. I didn't know what I was going to say to him. When I got close to the tent, I remembered the Prophet of Allah, Ayyub. So when I entered the tent, the old man said, where'd you find him? And he's so confident that I would find him. I said, let me ask you a question. Who is more beloved to Allah, you or his Prophet Ayyub? He said, no doubt, Ayyub alayhi salam. Said, then who was tested more by Allah? You or Ayyub alayhi salam? He says, Ayyub alayhi salam. I said, idhan ihtasib. Said, then seek the reward from Allah. I found your boy. The wolf has killed him and he has eaten him. He said, when I said that to him, the old man began to yashhaq, yani take deep breaths like this, and he would say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. So I went to him and I took him and I put his head on my lap and he just kept breathing hard and saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we are to Allah and to whom we will return. And he kept saying that and saying that until his soul left his body. He said, after that, I washed him and I wrapped him and I found a group of travelers, so they assisted me, we buried him and we prayed over him. Then I continued with those people on my journey. He says, we reached the stop at night and I fell asleep and I saw the old man in my dreams. He said he was in excellent shape and in excellent health and he looked good. So I said to him, how did you end up in this situation? And the old man said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entered me into paradise. And it was said to me, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. Peace be upon you for what you have been patient upon. So what an excellent abode you get in the end. Brothers and sisters in Islam, no doubt every single one of us, we have a list of problems and calamities and complaints in our life for which we need solutions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one, we turn to Allah azza wa jal to help with these solutions. And two, no matter how many they are, don't make them let you forget all the other magnificent blessings that he has given us. The blessings that we cannot enumerate. The blessings that we could never thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna tiba'ah. Wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna tinabah. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt. Wa afina fi man afayt. Wa tawallana fi man tawallayt. Wa barik lana fi ma a'tayt. Wa qina sharra ma qadayt. Innaka taqdi wa la yuqda alayk. إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أبر الأبرين يا من يجيب الدعاء يا من يحقق الرجاء يا من بابه مفتوح وعطاؤه ممنوح وفضله يغدو ويروح اللهم إنا نسألك عيشة نقية وميتة سوية ومردا غير مخز ولا فاضح اللهم إنا نسألك جوامع الخير وفواتحه ونسألك الدرجات العلى من الجنة اللهم اغفر لنا أجمعين إلهنا أبرم لأمة الإسلام أمرا رشدا يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويهدى فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر يا سميع الدعاء وصلى اللهم وبارك على مبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.